So yesterday when I was out to brunch, okay, I had a server who was fairly attractive. Okay, the waitress I thought was pretty cute. And I was talking to her throughout the food that I was eating throughout the day, and then by the end of it, I asked her if she wanted to exchange information or exchange Instagrams so that way I can take her out sometime. Now, what she told me was she goes, "Well, I have a boyfriend, but you can add me and I'll add you back." And we did that. And I thought that it was very interesting because at that exact moment, what she could have said is she could have said, "Well, I have a boyfriend, so no." But you see, she didn't do that. What she did do was she still accepted the exchange of contact information. And I just took a step back and I smiled and I thought to myself, that actually makes sense, which inspired today's video because I'm going to be showing you why manipulation is actually rooted inside of female nature and oftentimes women's mating strategy. I'm going to show you step by step how to actually get around this and even why these exact things happen in real life. Because when I watch that play out, it's funny to see. And not only that, it makes total sense once I show you the dynamic behind it, especially when it comes to female nature. Now, after today's video is over, I want you to go down below. I want you to click the link in the description and I want you to check out the MBT Masculine Behavioral Technique end-to-end webinar that I made for you. Because inside of that webinar presentation, I show you some of these advanced strategies that we've been using as a community. We take this even a step further, and you get results in your dating life far quicker. So, because I've watched MBT transform the lives of thousands of men, I want you to register for that because I know the amazing impact that it will actually have on you as a man. So, in this video, I'm showing you exactly step by step why manipulation is rooted inside women's mating strategy to optimize survival. Once again, I'm telling you this because they are not trying to be mean. They are not trying to be bitter. They are trying to optimize survival. It's not like they're trying to break your heart. This is just the way that the attraction is wired when it comes to the female nature or the female dynamic. So here's what you have to know to start to accept these truths and actually see the world for what it is. Women's emotions are designed to put herself first, okay, and leave you at any time she sees fit. So what women will do is you'll see them in relationships or you'll see them in marriages anytime she feels as if her needs are not met, whether that be emotionally, whether that be financially, whether that be spiritually, whether that be psychologically, for any reason, no matter how much investment or time that man has put into that woman to nurture a relationship, her emotions are designed to leave you when she wants to. And this is what you have to know if you're going to willingly enter into a exclusive monogamous relationship with a woman, or if you're even going to see a woman on a consistent basis from the get-go. This is what you have to know. So you might be wondering why. Why do women do this and why do women operate like this? It all boils down to survival. Every single time you are dealing with a dating interaction or a relationship with a woman, I want this word to always pop into your head, and the word would be survival. They are optimizing survival. They are making sure that they are going to be taken care of right now in the moment and potentially in the future, which is why she's going to optimize for the guy who can do that. So everything comes down to survival as well as replication. Replication is going to be like genetically, okay, when it comes to reproduction. Survival comes down to making sure if shit hits the fan, both people are safe. Okay, and what is the strongest, best fit man to do that? So when she is looking for a man, she wants the strongest man that she can find. The strongest in every way. She's looking for the strongest man that she can find physically to protect her. She's looking for the strongest man emotionally to make sure that he does not go weak for feminine beauty. And that way he consistently makes the right decisions. And on top of that, she is looking for the strongest man mentally. The strongest man mentally is going to make the right decisions in life, the right decisions when it comes to leading the relationship. This is what it comes down to. She is looking for the best man that she can find or the best man that she can get. And because of that, she's looking at these three criteria. Now, this is important because as she's looking at these three criteria, she's doing this all while making sure that he has investment in her. Okay, so a woman has to constantly go through a balancing act. The balancing act is she's sitting there going, okay, well, this guy checks all the boxes, okay? He is good potential genetically. This guy would maybe be able to take care of me. This guy I connect with and we have chemistry. But then this is also going to be scary because what happens is this raises awareness because the woman is gonna be sitting there going,
well, if I find him attractive, I know that other women are going to be finding him attractive. So now what she's doing is she's in a balancing act by making sure that he has enough investment in her emotionally, meaning he likes her enough as a woman, where he would be willing to either channel resources, channel attention, channel time into specifically her. And this is what she's looking at. So the way that a woman navigates this, or the way that a woman makes sure she gets what she's wanting out of the relationship, is they naturally play games to constantly analyze your value and your investment. Now, I picked these two words for a very specific reason. Let's look at the first word. The first word is value. What is your value? Your value is your sexual market value. What embodies you as a whole, okay? The big three, okay, that oftentimes content creators will talk about is looks, okay, money, and status. Now, this is okay, but in my opinion, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This only scratches the surface. What she's really looking at when it comes to value is your sexual market value, meaning how many other women are pursuing you or how many other women are after you. Now, I can tell you this, there are some guys who have all of these looks, money, and status. They do not know how to leverage them. And this does not translate, or this is not a very good correlation of their actual sexual market value when it comes to the other women that they're dating or women that they could potentially be pursuing. Now, it could be a flaw in potential personality. It could be they're not good at building chemistry with the woman. Whatever the case may be, doesn't matter. This is just the tip of the iceberg. What a woman is looking at is how many other women are actually after you, how many other women see value in you, and do women see you as a potential good option? That is value, okay? The second thing that she's looking at is investment. She wants to know how invested you are emotionally into her. This is why she will constantly test. This is why oftentimes she will interest test you. If any sort of arguments come out of thin air or randomly, you're going to notice that what she's looking at is she's wanting to see how many seconds, minutes, or hours you spend going into that and actually using those points or actually going back and forth with her. All of these little games are designed to see if you will basically take the bait, dive into them. The more you dive into them, the more she sees that you really like her. The more she sees that you really like her, the more she's going to notice that you have high investment. You start to fail interest tests. Now, potentially, she doubts your value. So you are in a balancing act too. Every single game that is being played, it is constantly a test to see where is this guy's value and how invested is he into me specifically. Not how attractive does he find me, because a woman can find guys who find her attractive all over. What she's looking at is how invested is he. So take this a step further, okay? The way a woman will secure optimal survival. I'm going to show you what this looks like in real life. The very first way, or the main way, that a woman optimizes survival, like think about this for a second. What is safer for you? Okay, if you're in the workforce, what's safer? Is it safe to just have one occupation where things are kind of rocky at the work environment and you don't necessarily know if the boss is 100% sold on you? What is safer? Is it safer to be in that environment for you financially? Or is it safer to have three or four different employers that are constantly wanting your time and your attention because you have a really high skill set and they want you to work for them? What's safer? Well, it's obviously safer for you to have multiple options. Women optimize their survival and women optimize the man that they are with. Number one, first and foremost, what you have to know, they do this by having backup options. Majority of women will have backup options. I'm going to say this again, majority of women will have backup options. Now, if you're dating a woman, there's a very high chance that you at this given moment are the best option that she has. However, do not be naive. Do not be naive and do not think that you're the only man that she will ever talk to, because this is not true. Majority of women have backup options. I can tell you this. Number one, expect this, okay? The second thing is you gotta know that majority of women have them, and it doesn't matter where she's from, it doesn't matter what her background is, it does not matter what her religious beliefs are. It is rooted in female nature to optimize survival. And the number one way to optimize survival, or the number one way to optimize the progression that she'll have in a relationship or in life, is by making sure that there's multiple men who potentially want her. So you need to expect this. Majority of the women have backup options. And on top of that, what you gotta know is even women in long-term relationships or women in marriages have this. They have backup options. Even like the girl you maybe have been dating for 2 years, 3 years, there's a very high chance that there's one or two men in the background that she has secured on her phone. And she knows that if things ever go south with you, these are the next men that will be probably replacing you in a very quick hurry. So the reason why she does this and the reason why she secures attention and investment, right, value and investment from multiple men is because, number one, this ensures and secures resources. This also ensures and secures emotional investment. Now let's look at this one for a second. Why is emotional investment important? Because that way, if she has a problem in life, if you're emotionally invested in her, she knows that there's a very high chance that this man can help her solve it. Once again, it is rooted inside a woman's mating strategy to optimize survival. What is survival about? Survival is about solving problems and solving them at a quick pace, okay? The last is she's going to be securing potential protection. Now, the protection can come from physical protection, from how strong the man is, or the protection can come from having adequate financial gain or adequate financial resources. But nevertheless, this is what she's looking at securing. She wants to secure resources. She wants to secure emotional investment. She wants to secure potential protection. Now, she optimizes this from a variety of men. From a variety. Women will be entertaining a variety of men. They do not feel bad about it. They do not feel like they are doing you any wrong about it. Why? Because women's emotions are designed to put herself first and leave you at any time that she sees fit. If you notice, all of my marker board presentations are like a chain link that goes together. And all of these points correlate. And when you watch this play out in real time, when you're actually dating, you will see that all of this, or majority of this, you know, each situation is going to be a little bit different from time to time, but majority of all of this is true because it's rooted in the overall mating strategy. So here's what I'll tell you. They do this and they secure resources, emotional investment, and potential protection from a variety of men. But you might be wondering how. How do they do this? How are they doing this, and how are they doing this so hidden or so covert that they get away with it to the point where the man that they're actually dating oftentimes is clueless about it? They do this by leveraging beauty and leveraging sex appeal. She's going to tell you that the attention that she may or may not be seeking is just for herself. She's going to tell you that it's for her girlfriends to see because she wants to feel good about herself that day. But the truth is that she's leveraging this for potential attention from everyone. And she knows that that attention that she's leveraging is going to oftentimes draw male attention. That male attention can be leveraged as potential future investment in a different relationship if things go south with you. So that's first. The second is they will secure all of these things from the concept of true love. So what you're going to notice is when women really want to secure something from a man, whether it be resources, a relationship, emotional investment, she's going to sell you on the fact of true love. She's going to be calling you baby. She's going to be doing these things. She gives you kisses. She's sweet to you. She's trying to, like, how she views you is she's like, okay, this guy is a good bet for my survival. I need to make sure this man likes me specifically. I need to make sure he has a soft spot in his heart for me. I'm going to leverage these strategies of being soft and sweet and nurturing so that way he feels, right? It's a feeling. She's using an emotional response to get you to act a specific way towards her. This is the second way they do this, through the concept of true love and getting you to believe in it. Now, last but not least is making him, right, making the man feel good. When she acts this way, you feel good. You all of a sudden feel like this woman could do you no wrong. You all of a sudden will drop your guard. You will oftentimes overvalidate. As you overvalidate, now she doubts your value and she sees that your investment level is way too high where you are no longer a good bet for her survival. And now she starts to doubt your value and now she exits. Keep this all in mind. So what I can tell you, because I understand this is long-winded and I understand that this can be very harsh truths to digest. Here's what I can tell you. What you need to do at all times when you are dating anybody, okay, is you need to expect the justifiable delusion of twisted arguments that they will use to appear correct. Say this with me one more time. I need you to accept the world and accept life for how it is, and I need you to expect the justifiable delusion of twisted arguments or lies they will use to appear correct. So I'm going to give you some examples, okay? Manipulation is rooted in how they survive and how they get what they want. It is not her fault. You have to always think, hey, what would happen if we went back 1,000 years ago? Like, this is what I always tell myself if I'm dating a woman or if I'm seeing a woman, is I tell myself, hey, if we have to go back 1,000 years ago where things are very primal, what is life like? Okay, we don't have heating, lighting, and electrical. We have to maybe farm every single day or hunt for food. As we are hunting for the food, that means that food can be scarce. Everything comes down to survival. So she's really looking at the strongest man that she can get. Overall, if we went back 1,000 years, we now need protection from life completely. So if you need protection from life, this is how I kind of tell myself. So I'm like, okay, to have protection from life, oftentimes when that woman or when anybody's dealing with people, there may be a level of manipulation involved to get what somebody wants. Well, because of that, I expect the justifiable delusion of twisted arguments that they will use to appear correct. So if you want to know what this actually looks like in real life, how this actually plays out today in modern day times, here's what it looks like. In real life, you're dating a woman, okay? Let's say you've been dating her for 2 years. What's step one? Step one is she cheats on you, okay? So you notice, hey, there's a guy who she works with at the office. And I noticed, or I found out from a friend of a friend or whatever, that she cheated on you. Okay, so if she cheated on you, what's step two? Step two is you actually catch her. Maybe you catch her sending something on her cell phone. Maybe you catch her, you know, whatever the case may be. Step two is you catch her. Now, step three is you realize that this is the guy that she told you not to worry about. So what you're going to notice right away is she lied. Well, if she lied, why do you have to expect that? Because I'm telling you, expect the justifiable delusion of twisted arguments that they will use to appear correct. Step three is she will tell you that, or you will start to realize that this was the guy she told you not to worry about. Step four, she lied and will say she didn't. So she'll say things like, that's not true, or, you know, this happened, that happened. And then step five is she will convince you that it's your fault. So now here's where she's going to try to get you to believe that you did something. So now the woman will say something like, well, you weren't there enough for me, and every single time you never listened to my feelings, and every single day you made me feel this way, and he was naturally there for me, and he did something, and he made me feel a way that you couldn't make me feel, and this is all your fault, because if you would have done this, and this, and this, and if you would have said X, Y, Z, and if you would have been there and done this at that time, now I wouldn't have cheated, okay? That's how this actually looks in real life. And what you're going to notice is that when you get to this point, now she's going to leave you because she claims that you're insecure. And she's going to say, well, oh my gosh, if you can't move past this, if you're just going to act like this, whatever then, you're just insecure and I don't want you anyways. And what happens is what you're going to notice is she was looking for a reason to leave. And she was doing this covertly. She was doing this in a hidden format. She was doing this indirectly, so that way she could potentially get away with it. Or what you're going to notice is she wanted to secure, what did she want to secure? She wanted to secure the resources, emotional investment, and potential protection from a different man, or from a man who is physically stronger, emotionally stronger, or mentally stronger. And because she believes in her heart of hearts at that exact time that she maybe found it, now she has good evidence to leave you, and she can tell you that it's your fault because you did something. This is how the justifiable delusion of twisted arguments they used to appear correct actually looks in real life. If you're going to go date a woman, there's a high chance things like this will happen. You have to know what you're signing up for, my friend. So, they will all naturally play games to get what they want. And I'm going to tell you this, you will never be able to play the level of game or play the level of games that they will. You just won't. Because your brain isn't going to be operating this way, because oftentimes what you're going to notice is the mating strategy is just different. And that's called life. Things are different sometimes. So they will naturally play games to get what they want, because there's a few things they're always looking at getting. They're either looking at getting the resources, okay, the emotional investment, that's number two. But what comes with the emotional investment? Well, they know that if they have the emotional investment secured by a man or secured from a man, now there's potential resources. They are going to be looking at potential money or security, or last but not least, genetics. They maybe want to secure the genetic potential of that man. This is what they're looking at. Now, genetics, here's what you gotta know too. It does not just mean looks or how tall you are. I'm talking about overall genetics of the person. You see, when women are dating a man, they look at the human they look at the man from the inside out. So they say, hey, how assertive is this guy's personality? Does this guy have the right personality traits that you would want in a potential companion? Is this guy smart? Is this guy capable? Right? Is this guy driven? Is this guy willing? Is this guy able to, does he look strong? And is he like, there's a lot that goes into this. Always level up your own life. Always keep pushing forward in life. Always make yourself the best that you can be to reach your potential as a man. So she does this because she wants to be safe. Why does she want to be safe? Because you got to understand this, when it comes down to survival, she is not looking out for you. She is looking out for her. She is not looking out for you. This is the first thing I want you to know. She is looking out for herself. She can call you baby, and she can call you lover all she wants. At the end of the day, she's still looking out for herself. Not only that, she's always securing backup options because her survival comes number one. So what I can tell you is this. Women will leave you at the drop of a hat if a new option or if a better option opens up. Because what you have to know is that if at any time the man that she is dating starts to become more of a liability where she senses weakness, she will disregard him so quickly because she will see that survival is not necessarily taken care of in the aspects or in the elements that she wants. And now what you're going to notice is there will be a level of covert manipulation so that way she can exit, convince you that it's probably your fault, and then move to the next option. This is how it plays out in real life, and this step-by-step is why manipulation is rooted inside of women's mating strategy to optimize survival. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. I want you to comment and subscribe. I want you to check out that webinar presentation that I made below for you, and we will see you in the next one.